I wasn't aware of it until I came here because I think we'd only been here a few months, and it was just the bushes down the riverbank just completely littered with shredded plastic, and it was just obscene. And I think until then I hadn't really realised the extent of the problem, because it had been collecting there for decades. So the first few years were horrendous because it was all intertwined and tangled in barbed wire and brambles. It's a lot better now. It's a mess at the moment because of all the rain we've had, and the litter trap wasn't working. But it's not as bad as it was sort of 15 years ago. It's selfish, really, because when it looks nicer, it's a nicer place to live in. That is really the only reason. I know it has a knock-on effect to making it better for other people, and it doesn't go in the sea and on the beach, but it makes where I live look better. That's why I do it. Even though it's not my rubbish, when I went for a walk, I was just horrified and embarrassed by the state of the place. And when our friends came down and we went for a walk down the river, I was just appalled by it. That was it, really. Just a case of seeing that it needed to be picked up and started picking it up. That's how it started, and that's how it goes on. Yeah, some of the neighbours do it. Most people only do it once because of the nature of the rubbish that they pull out. It's loads of sanitary towels and it's disgusting, and a lot of people will do it once and then they won't do it again. Other people say, you're wasting your time, you've already done it. Some people do realise that there's not as much rubbish as there used to be, and it looks better for a long time. You get a varied response, really. I try and get local kids, sometimes kids from the local primary school, scout groups. I put a notice out in the church notices. I get quite a few people from the church. The Women's Institute are going to come and do some. It depends on the weather as well. We try and time it so that it doesn't coincide with school holidays, Mother's Day, church parade, any reason, any excuse people have not to turn up. We try to make sure that it's a free day for as many people as is possible. And if the weather's nice, so you can get a decent turnout. One, dispose of your litter sensibly. Given that people are so irresponsible, I think it ought to be tackled much nearer the actual manufacturing source. And I don't think packaging should be as durable as it is. I think it's useless and it's ridiculous. I've got starch bags in the kitchen that are, well, they're dry, they're fine, they'll last forever. But after 45 days, if they get damp, they just go to mush. And I can't see why packaging can't be all made like that, or most of it. And that is my real bugbear. It's the amount of packaging and the durability of it. And I think if we tackled that, then the rivers and the beaches would be a lot better. I'll tell you what I like most. Apart from when it's nice and clean, we were given an award, £1,000 from Unilever, Dragonfly Award for improving the environment. And when you see people sitting at the picnic bench, which is what we spent the money on, having a picnic and then enjoying themselves, then when they've gone, not leaving any litter. That's really nice. I enjoy that. And I go past and I think, well, you don't know that I've helped get that picnic bench then. I never say anything to them, but I just get a real sort of sense of satisfaction from that, because that's what the money was for. They're enjoying a day out in the countryside and a picnic, and when they've gone, there's no litter, and that's perfect.